Report: County pays $2.4 million to woman wrongly arrested while naked. By Amy Furr on December 21, 2020. Colorado's Fremont County has reportedly paid $2.4 million to a woman who was unlawfully arrested while naked inside her apartment. Fremont County doled out the sum last week to Carolyn O'Neill after she sued the sheriff's office over her May 2014 arrest while at a sober living facility in Canyon City, the New York Post reported. Deputies responded to the scene for a welfare check due to concerns O'Neill might harm herself. O'Neill told three responding male deputies she wasn't going to hurt herself and was naked while preparing a bath, but the officers used a key to enter her apartment anyway and tossed her onto a bed before arresting her, the Post article read. She was reportedly still unclothed when taken to jail, where she was placed in a restrained chair for several hours. Deputies also twice used a taser on the woman despite her arms and legs being restrained at the time and being forced to wear a spit mask, the article said. Last year, a jury awarded her $3.6 million, but a federal judge cut the amount to about $2.1 million, which prompted both sides to issue appeals, according to the Denver Post. This was an outrageous case, her attorney, David Lane, said Sunday. Law enforcement officers who believed they were above the law got smacked down hard by a jury. And unfortunately, this costs the taxpayers of Fremont County a lot of money. But I hope it inspires the citizenry to demand accountability from law enforcement. Otherwise, it's coming out of their pockets, he continued. In 2019, Lane said management called the police, noting O'Neill's mother was dying and she was depressed at the time of the arrest, according to KTBR. He also said, she made some offhand statement about things are going so great. I feel like I should drive my car off a cliff, adding that his client suffered from PTSD and other mental health issues. O'Neill was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct for offensive utterances. A judge eventually dismissed those charges, the 2019 report concluded.